You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
All right, welcome to the extended cut. You know, Madiba's Radio, little podcast show where we break down the freshest sounds, decode trends, and amplify the voices behind the beats. If it's making waves, you know we're diving in. And of course, it's your girl, Bantle, hashtag the coolest kid in Mhlabeni, but I'm not alone.
Because why would you be? I am, otherwise, my name is LSD, the most addictive voice on radio. And actually, you know what, Bantle? Yeah. This is our first time co-hosting.
Yeah.
I must say that I'm excited.
Same.
And a little nervous too, because we've never done podcasts. For me, though, it feels like, for the first time, we're liberated.
Yeah.
Like in terms of time, whatever, radio. But otherwise, we're still doing the coolest things, actually. Trending.
I mean, I am the coolest kid in Mhlabeni.
You know what I mean. So otherwise, What are we actually gonna be doing today? Is just basically talk about music. We have a interview lined up whose name is on the street, and obviously, because I am a baby from the plug, we are definitely gonna be plugging our audience and probably music. You if you wanna go, ma'am, about what's happening this weekend. So yeah, man, let's dive right into it. Actually, I'm excited.
Let's get it. All right, so with the new music and culture, man, you know what's popping, what's going on. So our very own Grammy Award winner Tyler released her first single from her forthcoming second album. The song is called Bliss.
I must say, Tyler's putting South Africa on the map,
dude.
She definitely is. And I think I actually listened to the song. It gave me different vibes.
It gave me want to be on the beach, like, you know, eating grapes, drinking some champagne. But like,
and also because with Tyler, the first time, she gave us, you know, her songs were a bit upbeat, like Water. Bliss is so different.
Exactly.
It's giving like, my Keira Hilson.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's like, it's very chill. It's actually, not, you know, we're not dancing, we're not challenging. Mm-hmm. It's just calm.
It's really just that. So, other songs, actually?
As well as Tyler, I See You.
Oh.
And I don't know with who, I can't pronounce the name. But then they took out an EP called Key Wave.
Key Wave.
Yeah, Chimmy, can you dance? What's
for a wave? Yeah. I'm going to dance like a backhand.
I mean, if you can move to the music.
When I'm dancing down, though.
I can't dance, I don't wanna lie. But hey, I'm a piano is in, and is so I'm just gonna follow the trend.
Mm. And Tyler, I See, is actually a married man now, or engaged.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shout out to my boy. Otherwise, who's up next?
Up next, we got, you know, the coolest kid in Africa.
Whoop.
I'm trying to be
your
him.
Twin. Your
my twin.
Twin. Your sister.
We got Nasty C with the song Psychic, kind of like reminding us that we all have visions.
Aww. And are you, I thought you guys are maybe connected to each other. I thought you'd tell me more about that.
Not even. Like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Nasty C.
Yeah. I'm probably so is that where the coolest kid thingy comes from? Tagline?
I'm trying to be Nasty C, man.
Are you nasty already?
Girl.
Nasty B, I guess.
Gotta change my name, you know what I mean? Alright, diving into our second segment, yeah. We've got whose names are trending on the streets.
And I must say that South Africa, actually, Amapiano, let's talk about genres here. Amapiano is definitely doing the things currently.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we know, you know what, I'll actually talk about this further. But just so you know, Amapiano, once again, Africa Awards, right, are to celebrate the beat that conquered the world.
Yeah.
Right, namely the song Kwelanga by Basi. M-Touch, as well as Ranger and Amaza, right? Featuring Lime Crazy.
I love it. Like, any song that has Lime Crazy, I'm down. I love it, man. Like, I feel like every song that has him is about to, like, be a hit. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's more like Scott Emulsion. Anyways, Amapiano is a popular music genre, right, originating from South Africa, as we all know.
Period.
But I'd like, you know, this debate for me, I feel like it's not over. Because I'm sure Amapiano just... Okay, Jay, if you'd want to just be friendly, we'd say it comes from South Africa, but really, I think we still need this debate. Where does Amapiano come from? Actually,
because I'm from South Africa and Nyazela Lapo, I say it's from SA, man. I don't know.
We could talk more about it, but anyways, this genre has really made us proud, right? So it has crafted top charts. It has dominated the airwaves, right, and also gained international recognition. I mean, with the awards, it's quite visible, you know.
Yes.
So, moving on from the OGs to the breakout talent, everyone creates music from the soul, as we know, with songs that reach the stardom. The genre's global appeal can be attributed to its unique blend of piano keys and having touched the hearts of many.
Mm.
All right. So we have songs that have been globally recognized, like Tyler ICU's song, Nige. Nige, right? That's the first one that came to my head. As well as people like Gabza the Small, guys, undisputed.
Gabza the Small. Every song that has Gabza, you know.
Exactly.
Like, you know it's album of the year.
Jay, like, we're not
Gabza
even.
No pori. Don't play with
oh.
me.
Don't we're not even going to play don't like play that. Me. I actually saw this other video. They were like, it was a street quiz where they were asking people, "Hore, who do you think is the king of Amapiano or the queen?" And they're like, "Ah, guys, Pori,
Gabza.
Pori, Gabza." You know, like
the legends
it's just,
themselves.
We can never argue. You know, so Amapiano Africa Awards are a movement that celebrates innovation and inspires unity and secures Amapiano's place on the world stage. Right. So with that being said, we have obviously the winner of the Amapiano song category being Basi's song, Kwelanga. And I think...
But I saw a lot of people saying, why Basi? Like, is it even Amapiano and all this? And I was like...
But that song, man, come on.
No, but...
And also, like, you know, I feel like that's also not... For me, I feel like it's not a good argument. Because looking at how Amapiano has evolved, it's valid to say that it is an Amapiano song. It has the beats.
So they just sounds like an Amapiano. Because I was on Twitter and I was like, people were like, yeah, it deserves it. It deserves the win. And then there's one comment, you know, that one person that's trying to start something.
You
like,
know the ops.
No. Is it even Amapiano? I was like, I want to dive into this. I want to see this. Like, but no one is entertaining it.
Yeah, I wouldn't entertain it either because, I mean, honestly... Let's look at what Amapiano was back in 2015.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously the genre goes way back.
Yeah.
From years such as 2015 up until now, can we still say that the songs sound similar? They sound different, but they're still Amapiano, you know? So it's a matter of people not wanting to grow, I guess. Yeah.
They just want to be famous through negativity.
Otherwise, moving on into whose name is on the streets?
Cardi B and Stephen Day.
Why am I getting all giddy? Like,
hey, dating rumors at the NBA playoffs, man. You know, these two decided that they want to be front line and center and show how much they love each other.
And Offset, Agasa, go.
Funakowe. But I'm so mad that we didn't get that breakup song. What is it called?
There was a breakup song.
not breakup song, but like, and she's like,
oh, careful, be careful with me.
I need a part two.
This time we need the healed version of it.
Yes.
The healed version of Cardi.
With a good nigga.
But people like were actually against it, saying that this guy was kind of desperate, and probably opted for Cardi. And also because she's a mother of three youngish.
That was so wild.
Offset. So people were like, But otherwise, based on all the other comments, everybody's just happy for Cardi. Personally,
she deserves to be happy.
I am as well. Cardi has
been...
Remember when Offset was in South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Still, that was...
Yeah,
So when looking at how the relate how happy she also looks.
Yeah.
Like the NBA thingy, that video where they were displaying my PDA.
I just saw them in
loved
like
it
the
so much actually. Ah, and the Valentine's Day thing.
Really?
Girl, this relationship has been there.
Guys,
it's just that the NBA was just there, you know. Kind of displayed everything.
Shout out to moving on. You go, Cardi. You go, girl.
You go, girl. You deserve better. Now I'm rooting for Cardi, honestly. Honestly.
All day, every day.
Yeah, literally. So, otherwise, we are diving into Ditabatse. Sex Bantwini, actually. Sex is... guys, sex is a sensation. Like, sex is a... I want to say he's a power... Like, he's so good, actually. And that's what Bimi Mollo, even
sometimes
now.
Sometimes I have a different view.
Oh, please share your view, ma'am. Please.
Hey, ma'am, please share your view.
Oh, clap your hands.
Oh,
my gosh. You
can... I listened to it. I was like, ew, what is this? I was like, what?
But no, man. I feel like it's... If you're going to look at it like that... then we're going to have a problem with many songs because most people just release songs because they resonate with them in whatever way. You know?
I feel like people just want to release songs for...
Songs are poetic also. I could sing about a shoe.
But like, clapping your hands, like...
Hey, clap your hands. Maybe it was just, I don't know, some cadence that he was trying to create. I don't know.
I mean, all these other songs, love them down. They're on my playlist. You mm-hmm. know, I'd give it to him. But you know that one song...
Clap your hands. I'm from the ghetto.
It gave me the egg.
Like you have a problem with clapping, man.
I do.
Are you a hater?
I'm not. What? Okay, we're throwing hands. Okay, nah. I'll give you Ziggs. It's okay.
I could never be an op, ma'am. Ziggs doesn't even know me. Come on. No, you know I'm with you.
He'll know me one day.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
You know. On some. Let's move on. So, he actually tweeted, right, about how he was missed. Actually, let me just take you down memory lane before anything. Do you remember the time when Liquid Deep was a thing?
No. Educate me.
Ma'am, that was in 2010. Okay, I was a kid, Nikki Papa, I guess.
I was 5.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But yes, the 2020, let's just say
no,
around...
No, not 5. Was I?
6, maybe.
Like 5, 6, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're revealing your age.
On the way.
On the spot. Anyway, so the thingy, that time was the time of Liquid Deep. He had Zion and... It was Zion.
Mm.
Tell me you know Zion at least.
I do.
Oh, okay. Zion and Reza, if I'm not mistaken. I think I might be butchering his name. But yeah, they just made good music and all of that. So, Zex Bantwini actually went on to say tear gas as well. Okay, tear gas is quite old. Yeah.
I've established my age.
Yes, ma'am. So, we forgive you. So, anyways, he tweeted, right, and said that he misses tear gas and Liquid Deep, right, the Osama hitmaker wrote. He wrote that, right? And then he also went on to mention the tracks, right? Well, yeah. Fairy Tale, Alone, Settle for Less. All of those songs that kind of conjured a nostalgic feel.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously people engaged. I myself kind of also felt a bit nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where he like spoke about my E, man. There's a song. So pila. That's a Savuga. The guy, okay.
And
Cash Time.
And
oh, okay. So my E, and he also, let's just say he conjured Lotakale, you know, for all the people that loved Liquid Deep and yeah, tear gas, actually.
Basically, like, he was reminiscing.
But it's understandable because Nayeli and we are way back. The Ghetto was a popular song.
I'll listen to it. Like, I'll go back.
Please.
I'll educate myself. So next time,
please, I don't reveal definitely. My age. So otherwise, that's actually been what we're on about. I feel like this time around, usually when we look at, because obviously this is a different setting, it's a different type of vibe that we're having now with the podcast and everything. But usually, whose name is on the street can get much more heated than this. But nonetheless, I'm just happy for Cardi B out of all of this.
Him.
I'm happy for Cardi B.
Cardi B, you know what's going on with, like, Hailey and DDG?
I heard about that. What? Ma'am, please. Hey, I need all the tea.
Sana, apparently, Hailey put out a restraining order against DDG because he was abusing her. Like, she had a chipped tooth. She had proof and evidence. She didn't take it to Twitter. She didn't take it to social media. She went straight to the police.
And?
Now I think he can't see his kid for, like, 2 months.
Because I saw a post, actually, that said that he is seeking sole legal and physical custody of the child.
Yeah.
All right. And that he's now limited to visiting the child once a week for 6 hours in LA.
Yeah.
But, you know, with such instances, I commend Hailey for what she did.
Same.
You know, it's...
Like, she didn't take it out to the public. She dealt with it privately. Well, you know how the public is, obviously.
Mm.
But she dealt... She didn't, like, post on social media, yeah, Mang Mang is doing this. She went straight. She dealt with it herself. So...
That's exactly what... Honestly, because look at how certain things also backfired. How these are social media. Like, Kiki Palmer and the husband. Mm. Or and the boyfriend.
Yeah.
The I'm the mother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't, you a mother thing, it didn't really...
It doesn't end well when you...
Yeah, it didn't really end well at all. But otherwise, we obviously have visitors.
Yay,
let's go. All right, we have our visitors in studio. And I feel like they should just introduce themselves. And yebo. Ninjani.
Siyaphila, inkosi ninjani nina.
Siyaphila nathi. You can just give us a brief intro of yourselves, feel free. And obviously, I don't think it's your first time here, right, at Medivas Radio, but obviously it's your first time at the Extended Cut, so welcome.
All right. Yes, Umnandingu Nege, ZA. I'm a poet, music producer. As needs, ngategyo basipsuku.
Yeah, multi-talented.
Yeah.
Yay.
So yeah, the yamba ni crew yam apa and yas no one and the ba introduce any but was introduce our guabo.
I think they can introduce themselves, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Kao yitibash.
Okay.
Manjam Yama, Black Power, Mnandingu Krimba Krumba, Kohala se Africa. I'm the poet, also event organizer, and the artist. Also do branding and clothing here, bo.
Sorry, I'm the Guzelamen artist, a producer. Also, I perform a Pekabir. They call me Mr. Tubulo Kokoko Pili Magazine from Eshumin.
Oh yes, oh,
love it.
Actually, I don't know if maybe you might want to all answer this, but just briefly, right? What inspired the name Art Is? Art Is Work, and what message are you hoping to send with that particular title or name? Yeah,
I was gonna say. In conclusion, we are the artist work team, yeah, bo.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, as artists, yeah, bo. Artists are facing difficult times, yeah, bo. From personal side and also from the supporters side, you know, because other artists see art as a hobby. And I'm thinking, now, what kind of hobby costs money to make?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense, yeah, bo? You put money in something, so supposedly it's money you get back. And some people who actually want art, who love art, who enjoy art, but when it comes to buying it or supporting it, then it's a different story. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking, we need this campaign. But now we can't just toy and throw things around, but we can do it creatively as we are creatives. So artist work is a concept that started as a campaign to remind people, and also those who don't know, let them know, and then developed into an event that we can actually artistically say artist work.
Mm. Yes. Okay. So it's a matter of just creating, mm-hmm. being innovative. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the juicy stuff. Mm-hmm. Artist Work 2025, when is it happening and what can we expect mm-hmm. from it? Like, can you please give us a brief?
Artist Work, can I go back or just mention this one? On this one, we are doing same thing that we did last year and the year before last. But this year, we're adding something for the kiddies. Mm-hmm. For Abanduane, we are bringing the Michabin Castle. We are bringing games. The things that they see on the TV, face painting. If you have a child, now you are living closer, you can bring your child. So it's no longer for us now. We are inviting everyone so that Abanduane Wabo, they can be part of artist work and they can learn what we are doing. Yeah, bo. And then also maybe they're going to get inspired. You know, since I, yeah, bo. So we're not doing it for us now. We're doing it for everyone. Yeah, bo. So you're going to expect us away for artist work now. Even you is a business with you.
Is it like commissioned, any type of commission?
60 rand, 60 rand, 60 rand. And respect for Abanduane, it's free for Abanduane. You know, if it's Abanduane, it's going to be free. Then later, mm-hmm. 60 rand for Nina.
Okay. And I'm sensing an element of giving back to the community, which I kind of like as well, mm-hmm. you know. So moving on, how has this event that you've started, I'm assuming it started from 2023, yeah. mm-hmm. right? Both in terms of the team as mm-hmm. well as the vision as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what I can say, honestly speaking, yeah, boy, in terms of us as a team, since we got together, it's solidified, yeah, boy. And then it's been growing. And when you look at it from 2023, 2024, now it's 2025. Mm-hmm. And you find out, like Zelaman has said, we are adding different elements. Yeah, bo. So for us to be able to say, let's have a community-based type of approach before the actual show, let's give to the community and have this session for the kids. It shows a growth in also in our approach, because we can't look at it one way that we are getting, but what are we also giving? Yeah, bo. Mm. So looking at 2025, it's promising that actually artist work as an annual event can go on further, maybe for a couple of more years, mm. and is promising to get something. But for now, we are just trying to make sure the foundation is solid, yeah, bo. Everything that we're putting in it is something that is solid, so that whoever is outside can see the vision just by looking at what's happening, yeah, bo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, what is work as Basa Sicho? The event and the SCNZA, you like to give back to your community. Mm-hmm. So, we are giving back spiritually, Singabanye. We are one of things that you must understand spiritually. We are one, and then there's the end of Negozazi that, as a business, you don't only need a capital. Yeah, mm-hmm. You also need character, yeah, because it's a killer band. So see powers of Bafundi is again work that mm-hmm. but these are the things that you will need. Yeah, when a character, it matters the most. And then uzodinga that ba as ba u cool a glondo oyenzayo,
yeah
bon ukhulise nabanye uyabona like ingapheleli kuwe uyabona so yeah artists work ke ngizinto ezinjalo sifundisa abantu uyabona ngezinto ezidifferent uyabona ngezinto ezidifferent religion wise no not to crush but ku bachilela uyabona since singabana ba different
uyabona okay
yeah mm-hmm. So yeah
okay that's very nice. So why is it important for you to create a platform that includes all types of artists rather than focusing on just one genre like hip-hop or dance?
Okay. The Kerungena. I think the Ville. Okay, like in the Kalangam, yeah, one about Jengu Ba Mna, that decided that one different by artist, yeah, one. Londoleo, Yanga Paratigum, yeah, one. And then because of Abandu, Sakula, Bayens, Alendo, yeah, one, Babe Corner, and then kwavuka loo nto kum uyabona. So ndiyacinga that uba if kwakusenziwa umculo okanye le nto mna ndandingeyiyo ndandingazobhenefitha from land uyabona. So ke ngoku sabhenefitha sibaninzi because kukho abanye abaziproducer abanye abazintontoni i-beat making yabona njalo njalo. So njengoba sisenza loo nto leyo sizama ke ngoku uscout okanye uku-unleasha like the beast phakathi ebantwini that if wena ucinga uba uyi-poet and then ungafunda something apa if ucinga uba uyirepa uyintontoni intontoni so senzela like for everyone afite in uyabona because abanye bayifumana imeseji ngokuba kukho ibeat nentontoni abanye bayifumana nge-spoken word uyabona njalo njalo so that's why sicinga uba kubalulekile.
So there's a sense of inclusion, so like you want to just include everyone, make sure that nobody feels gare
left out.
It's definitely that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this is an event, and with the events, there's a sense of a win and a lose. Like you are bound to win or lose. An L or a W, right? So, and obviously, there are challenges.
Yes.
What challenges have you faced while building this event, and how have you overcome it as a team?
Challenge number one is support. You know, first of all, it's economic times, the economy is challenging. However, people, like I said, you know, they find it difficult to support artists, especially local artists or upcoming artists. So I think what we always said, even with Uzela Men, is that let's try and put together the resources of doing the actual event, so that we focus on doing the event. We don't worry whether people come or not, so that all the logistics are taken care of. Now, that allows us to have a free energy, free spirit. So that even if 4 or 5 people show up, you'll find out they'll get the best of the show. Yeah, but and then by doing so, you'll find out now it's easy now for people to come to the show because we are not desperate. Like, we do need people to come at the show, but it's not like, hey, if people don't come, then we won't be able to pay for this. So our approach has always been that let's put together our energies, put together our resources. That way, when we do the show, we just do it clean, we do it free spirit, so that those we are inviting can feel invited. We don't have to blackmail people into supporting us, we just have to invite, and then whoever comes is going to experience the best. So I think that one has been very important because, like you say, in most shows you always break even or make some little profit. So from the first one to the second one, we've been smiling, hence we are on the third one. And we've added an element that will cost, but yet it's free. So it's a challenge on our side, but the more we challenge ourselves, the more work we must put in. And another thing we always do that is essential, give yourself enough time, more than like 2 months or 3 months to market the show. Because we've been marketing artists' work since like the beginning of the year, even though it's an annual event that's happening for the third time.
Another thing that challenges us is money.
I can only imagine tough times. Everything is expensive.
And then he already said the support. The major thing, because you can't perform for us. We need them. We need people to support us. But as you said, if Tina see the logistics, we are fine. Then even if 2 people came, we are fine. Fine. As long that you give them the best thing that they deserve, the quality.
Definitely that. Definitely.
Okay, so speaking about like perfecting the logistics and all the work, how do you choose the artists and creatives who perform or showcase like at artists' work? Like, what qualities or values are you looking for?
I'd say we look at the consistency of the artist before we invite the artist to come and perform with us. We don't just take any artist from the street. We just see, oh, this guy is in. even if he's not performing, at least he's releasing songs. He's out there supporting the other artist. Or a busy person, man, you see, you can't take any, like, you, if you are, say, you're an artist, for example, you haven't been releasing, or the last time you released, it was 2010. Now you want us to put us, go at his work. No, we can't. You must see that, okay, this person is working. At least your boy is trying. Then we give him a chance. You want to add?
Basically, like, if when you're not putting yourself on, then why should we put you on? So the more you do for yourself, we feel like, yeah, that one. Because also, I don't want to call you in the morning, like, wake up. I wake up myself, he wakes up, then, because you don't want that thing of like, I'm working with you now, but I must convince you now to put in work here, bro. So an artist that is self-taking care of his brand, his image, his craft, is easy to work with, because he's already got something that's building, because for all of us here, we have something that we are building as our brands, yeah, bro. Zellerman is not just any rapper, yeah, bro. He's someone who moves, yeah, bro. He tries and get it, yeah, bro. Whatever is available, he goes for it. I do the same, Nege does the same. So put together now, it's easy to say, okay, Nege, you got this, I got that, he has this, let's put it together, we get there. Yeah, bo.
Mm.
Yeah.
You spoke about adding a new element.
Sure.
This year, although it's free but costly.
Mm.
So I'm assuming it's the whole idea of catering for children.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
With that being said, you're adding kids, right, or children's activities, like games and a jumping castle. Mm. How important is, because obviously this boils down to the idea of importance,
sure,
right? So how important is community and family in the vision in your vision of this event?
Yeah, it's very, very important, yeah, bro. Because we are working within a community. We are part of the community. Mm. When I'm off stage, I am not Krumba Krumba, yeah, bro. I am Lulama, I am someone's father, yeah, bro. So having the community involved, especially where we come from, gives that community-based support. You know now my home has my back, yeah, bro. So once you approach it that way, it's easy to know that if I have the kids and the parents, we are doing for today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like Unege said, I don't want just someone who's going to be a poet. We want someone else who's going to be like me. I want to organize events and put artists on. You get what I'm saying? Someone else be like me. I want to make sure I handle the sound when these guys are doing this event. Yeah, but however, if kids don't see us, you know, then how are they going to be inspired by them? They can see them on TV, yeah, but TV hits different for different people, yeah, but when you see, so like right now, as I'm watching you sitting over there, and I'm like, yeah, no, like if I was a young girl or a little girl watching you like this, I think I'll leave feeling like, okay, I want to host too, yeah, but even if it's just a phase, yeah, but because of the way you do it, so the way we do it, how we put it together and package it,
yeah,
the parent now will say, my son, go to that show. My son, go to Krumba Krumba. He's going to teach you poetry. Go to Zellerman. He does this music of yours. At least he's someone I know. You must remember, if the parents don't know us, they can't send the kids to us. Therefore, there's no activity. There won't be no economy. But once we put it together, like, yeah, art is work, then it's easy now to convince the parent to support us so that we can keep the platform alive. Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. And then for the kids, it becomes easy because when they see sounds and everything, they feel like you are a Superman, you know, like, yeah, you.
It's always the case, yeah.
I mean, we grew up on Wire, you know, yeah. When Wire shows up, like, the whole community is on lockdown, yeah, bro, like, we know, yeah, bro. So that's where we are at with this thing. We want to put it together so nicely that it's impressive to the kid and the parent. And also, Gas is in trouble. People are taking things away from a Gas. People don't, no one wants to do things there. They have reasons, crime, wara. But we are still there. So how we can't run away. We need to fight it, yeah, bro. So if we do events now, we have reason to say, policemen, do your job and protect us, yeah, bro. So the more we do, the better for us, yeah, bro. So mine is always there, like, let's try and impress, let's try and make sure that everyone who has to play a part plays a part. Yeah.
I hear you. Mm. So what impact have you seen in the lives of the artists or attendees who have been part of the event in the past?
Mm.
Like right now you're speaking about how Ekasiri is all this crime, etc., etc. So how do you feel like these events, like how do they impact the community?
Okay, ndicela ungena phane kwakhona. Artist work ne since iqalile akabikho like I artists ezininzi esiziphefomile because the aim was to uba ibe ngabantu abathathu for now, uyabona. And then ke ngoku kuye ku-edwa as iminyaka ihamba, uyabona. So akukabikho bantu abaninzi but ibiseyile 3 oyibonayo, and then ke ngoku bekusongezeleka lobo yi-1 like kwi-open mic, njalo 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 njalo. But ke ngoku kuthi thina like as individuals siyabona like i impact eyenzayo lanto kude, that bana xa like we see ebantwini with low message, yabona. So you don't expect yourself in them, that bana funeke bemamele ngengani, you see. So you don't expect yourself because you will be offended, yabona, ekugqibeleni if they ignore that uyayenza lento uyenzayo, mhlambe omnye uzenze into yakhe, omnye akwaza, omnye uyazichayela, uyabona. So when ubusy estaging, yabona. So londo le yisifundisile like to be bold and be confident even if abantu they are not paying attention kulondo oyenzayo, uyabona. And then londo leyo iye yasinika like ne skills, yabona, to uku-attract abantu okanye for ukutsala i-attention yabo to wena, yabona. So siye safunda ezo zinto, and then ne-community nayo ngoku seyijonga ngelinye liso ngoku, that ubana okay, nazi artist abo bantu, abantwana bethu bangayokhulela kubo, yabona. Kwenziwa different things phana, yabona. Abanye bambiza ngo-rasta, yabona, because bebona izi-colors but akalo rasta, yabo. So abantu bakungona beqala unothisa ngoku, yabona. So ndiyazi noba ndikuphendulile na kula mbuzo, but I hope so.
No, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think this is kind of like where we sort of wrap up and sure. Everything, right? My last question before we wrap up is about the idea of, we spoke about vision.
Sure.
Right, and vision obviously is a long term concept. Mm, you know, it's something that is long term. You visualize the future, right? So, what are your long term goals for artist work, and where do you see it in 5 or 10 years from now?
Yeah, I like what you said about vision. You know, artist work as a concept, we wanna see it first of all on festivals. Yeah, but we want to take it there. There's plenty of festivals. We did apply for one last year, but unfortunately we didn't make it through, but we'll apply again this year. Yeah, but our idea is to create a platform to be solid without us. You know, when you create a platform, that can happen even if you are not there. We're not talking now in terms of death. We're talking about, let's say, we leave it in the hands of other people now. That's the growth we are looking for. Like, for example, like what you're saying, in the next 5 years. Like I'm saying, I'm hoping for next year that we be on the Nelson Mandela Bay Arts Festival. If we can get that one next year, I'm looking at even a National Arts Festival, because when a concept is solid and is put together, it's easy now to take and propose in these various platforms. Yeah, but now, when we are able to get on those platforms now, it's easier, you know, to empower other artists, because at least those platforms have some financial muscle, which is our struggle on a daily. But the vision is to not to keep artists work for us. We keep on putting things ourselves. We need to take it out there. Yeah, boy. That's the vision for artists work. But we need to take something solid out there. But yeah, this is some years.
All right.
Yeah.
And also, is there anything that the other two gentlemen would like to add? Yeah.
Yeah, ukongeza ne few sentences. Sifuna like lendo iqale phaya ebantwaneni, uyabona, because if utilize abantwana then utilize ilizwe. So we can plant pa ebantwaneni, then siyayazi even if asikho, uyabona, kwi absence yethu, we know that bana ekuzohamba ngolu hlobo esifuna ngalo, because ayona ndlela yokusasaza message bantwini is through umusic. Uyabona umusic uyakwazi ufika apho singafika khona thina, uyabona, through i-internet yonke loo nto leyo. So now sifuna ke ngoku loo nto incinci unayo that i-information engafundisa omnye umntu, uyabona, ikwazi ungapheleli kuwe but idluliswe kuwe. So sifuna abantwana nabo babe nalo mindset that bana awuzigcini izinto kuwe, uyabona, zibenge zakho. Even the information unayo funeka usherishe everything. Ne we share issue. No ba siko gengu ku ba ikhele landa that wana sangum do you share.
Okay.
So yeah.
So from what you are saying, right? Just to close off, just you'll just correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the idea of vision, right? Mm-hmm. Long term vision. Right. There's the idea of art as a form of music, and hence probably the reason why you started the whole art is work, right?
Mm.
Event. And when is the event? I don't think I asked that.
Yeah. Event Elena inge 31st ka May this month. Mm. Ane 7 kwa 7 enhlabathi. Ane yes, ezwide. Uyabona? Yeah, izobe iqala ke kusasa because of kuzobe kukho as activities zabantwana, uyabona, jumble cousin, don't face painting, don't neck competition, yokudlala kuyina maqanda, spelling bees and all that, uyabona. So late ke ngokuqala the actual event apho sizobe si performa khona.
Okay. Also to conclude, you're doing this for the community. Right?
Yes.
And obviously the community is demanding. How are you guys going to also make sure, Hore, you're literally going to meet all the demands that the community, because Mam Tembu needs to make sure that their child looks up to you, and when they look up to you, they need to be inspired. Whether it's in the next 10 years, whether you think whatever that you're doing, art is work, is probably not relevant enough for that new generation. Well, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I think since sisazana nabantu, uyabona, ndiyacinga indoba ngolu hlobo sizama uorganize ngayo artist work, uyabona, kungolu hlobo sizo organize izinto for abantwana bonke, uyabona, because ngolu hlobo asizoyithatha ezibana kumntaka bani A1, yabo, sizoyenza into esiyaziyo that they will benefit even if abazanga. Sizokwenza sure that bana sizamile uqokelele resources zibe lapha, and then Mamthimbo akazokwazi usicela into esingenayo. Mamthimbo nazo izinto esinazo okanye sizioferishayo thina. So ke ngoku ngolo hlobo umntana akho uzawufumana apho. We will make sure that bana siyaye ebantwini sicele, because abantu bafuna ubona usenza something ukuze bakwazi ukusupporta, uyabona. So unga edatibasha.
And also, that thing you asked, like, how do we keep inspiring? Like, that demand, that expectation is actually what's going to keep us in line, because we want to stay on the good books.
Yeah.
So, actually, what you're saying, people, when they look at us, they're expecting, yeah, boba, hey, bazozana, ukrumba krumba will do right with this justice. So, it's already building us, not so that the character we are trying to form, it remains proper, yeah, bo. So that expectation alone is a success for us, because when people look at us and see something that is of value, that means already we have won. Yeah, but
definitely. You've won the hearts of everyone. And obviously, like you said, starts with the parent.
Yes.
Mm. The parent has entrusted you, Lungwana Hai. Definitely, then you've won, right?
The kids always, mom, dad, can I
be like this, can I and also I like the fact that you're also into poetry and music, so it's also like a form of it's a form of that. So with that being said, we've obviously, I feel like we've concluded everything, and before we close off, we would like to play a game with you.
Okay.
You know, just to also keep the kids inspired. You know, some general knowledge, just so they know that you know, I know so much. I know this much, and because he knows this much. So I heard him say this on air, and you know,
I don't have TV and
20 seconds on the spot also. So we ask you questions, and yeah, it's just generally
it's just anyone.
Anyone can go for it. Whoever goes first.
Like each do it. Like we give them five questions. Each. Or like three. each, they all have to answer, but within
20 seconds. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because these three of you, we're going to ask you one, you one, you one, and then...
Just keep the score. Yeah.
Because if we give you all the same questions, we're all going to have time to think.
Meh? Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you.
All right. You're going to start.
Okay.
All right. Give me a brand name that starts with the letter A. Any brand.
Brand name that starts with the letter A, isn't it all at Court Doll? What do you call that thing?
The timer off.
Timer. It could be anything. Car, food.
Yeah, I said at Court Doll.
It's a brand.
It's
a car brand.
You say a car brand. You say a brand.
Oh, she just said a brand.
I said brand.
That starts with A.
Oh, yeah, there is a brand, though. There is. Isn't it like...
Medication. Yes, it is. It's a famous one for headache.
The green one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're still young. You'll know as you grow.
I know it. It's in a box and in the
Okay.
So for you, okay. Veron's easy. Okay. Give me a name of a person or animal that starts with the letter B.
Buffalo.
Okay. That is easy.
That was very easy. I think mine is going to be very difficult.
That's all. Okay.
Which ocean does the Orange River drain into? Is it the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, or Atlantic Ocean?
Pacific Ocean.
I, my brother, I love the confidence. Go to icon. So, Bantle will proceed with the next question.
All right. This one's going to be fun.
I like it.
Okay. So... who is the actress that plays Ofikile Bela in Blood and Water on Netflix? Wait. I'm going to give you guys a hint.
Okay.
Is it A, Rorisang Mohapi, B, Kwesi Ngema, C, Lethabo Mokoena? 5, 4, 3.
A.
Oh, yeah, what's A? What's A?
It's A.
What's A?
Can
you say it's A?
A is A.
A what? No. What's A?
A is the actress. That plays Fikile.
First of all, you're cheating. You're cheating. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
He says Rorisang.
Oh, and that's not Rorisang. Yeah, unfortunately.
It is his answer.
The kids are listening, by the way. Be reminded. And the other question is, in which years were Oscar Pistorius arrested? Which year, right? Yeah, years, yes. Like, which one of these years? Between which years, right? Okay. Was Oscar Pistorius arrested and convicted? Is it 2013 and 14? Second option, is it 2020 and 2021? Or third option, is it 2019 and 2020?
2013 and 2014.
Yes. Yeah, that is your answer is correct.
Do you guys like superheroes? Then you're gonna get this one. So which Marvel movie featured a fight scene between the Hulk and Iron Man in Johannesburg? Sorry. Is it A, Avengers, Age of Ultron, B, The Incredible Hulk, or C, Avengers Assemble?
A.
What's A?
Avengers. Lower.
Wait, check me out.
Wait, did you say assemble? He said A.
A for what?
He's correct.
I was just testing whether you're confident with your answer.
Because well, we need to know whether you're confident or not.
Then the other question is, what is the smallest province in South Africa by area?
Is it
Gauteng, Free State, or the Eastern Cape?
I know it.
Free State.
Is
it the Free State?
It's not Free State.
Smallest province.
Hey.
It's
Eastern Cape.
It's smallest.
Smallest.
Yeah. Yes, smallest you province.
Give them.
Is it Gauteng, Free State, or Eastern Cape?
You can't tell me Gauteng is small. I must go check the map.
I feel like it's
Eastern Cape.
What's the score
largest
now? What's the score? Is it 2-1,
I'm still 1.
Yeah. 2.
Oh, yes.
Why you come now?
Lonnie Cheetah, 0. I've got beef with you.
Okay, so Zelleman is on 2. And okay. So I feel like this is the final round of the questions. Yeah.
Again, winner takes all. All right. This should be easy. Who is the current Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture? Is it A, Gayton McKenzie, B, Kenny Kunene, C, Fikile Mbalula? Again, the question is, the question is, who is the current Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture? Is it A, Gayton McKenzie, B, Kenny Kunene, C, Fikile Mbalula?
Or A, McKenzie.
Are you sure?
Mm.
Are you sure?
Yes. Fikile Mbalula, wa muka kaloki.
You seem to know your business, your story.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not, because we had a cabinet reshuffle, right? It was sometime last year, I think July, if I'm not mistaken. I'm saying that it's not an easy question.
I know my story.
So this is the final round. This goes on to... You have a chance to redeem yourself, sir. We're obviously going to wrap up with this. The shortest war in history was between Britain and which countries? Was it South Africa, Nigeria, or Zanzibar?
What?
The shortest war, right, between Britain and which country? South Africa, Zanzibar, or Nigeria?
It must be Nigeria, because we have 100 years of war.
Shortest war.
It must be with Nigeria.
I love your confidence. Kota, you are wrong.
What did you say?
Nigeria. Nigeria. You are very, very cultured. The Diva driver say you're cultured. Okay, and of course, just like that, we are done, right? Just before we close off, Bantle, we have izinto that are happening, which also you gentlemen could also attend, right? There is a thrift market. It's called Thrift Market. That's happening on Saturday. It will take place at the Garden Club. It is from 8:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. So you can definitely go there. Family, what? You mentioned that you have a child. You can definitely go there. And just have a good time on a Saturday, 17th and June. Chill. There'll be food, of course.
great vibes, coffee in the garden, amazing cocktails, and also incredible thrift finds. So, yep. And before we close off, your Instagram handles, social media handles, rather.
Okay, first of all, yes, I'm on Facebook, Zelamen, Instagram, Tazela, TikTok, Tazela, Instagram, Tazela, Facebook, Zelamen, Violet Davids, Zelamen, Violet Davids, Tazela, TikTok, X, Zelamen.
For my nigga, I'm not only on WhatsApp. Yeah, 064-964-2657. I try to be on Facebook, but it's hard. Yeah, boy, there's a page there, Raw Creation. But you want me? WhatsApp.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Namane. Google Insta. Dingu Nege, which is NEGGE underscore SA, and then Nagu TikTok Ngokunjalo, Nege underscore SA, Facebook, Nege underscore SA, X, just Nege. Pelelepa. Ku YouTube, Nege underscore SA. Dikonda Uyong, Google. Nege underscore SA.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us and gracing us with your presence.
Thank you.
It's been an honor. It's been fun.
Thank you.
How cultured you are.
Very cultured. Yeah.
You see why I have the highest point one. Yeah. I know something, but I'm under the rock.
Right. One day, where can we catch you? Also, those are the founders of Art is Work, and the event is taking place on the 31st of May at Zwide. All right. Please just go there and support, and yeah, just go have a good time. Bantle, where can we catch you just before we wrap up?
All right, you can catch me on Instagram at its underscore Bantle, and I am not on Facebook. I'm not active on eggs, but if you do want me on eggs, I am its Bantle. Also.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing?
I'm a radio presenter right here at Madiba's Radio.
Nani, guys. Sanu, to my band by work. Nani, want to see you there. Can you make us? Man, it's about safe this
time.
We will. This is our trailer, maybe part 24/7.
Because,
please, guys, because the husband is going to kick us, guys.
Don't worry, we will definitely come through. Otherwise, that's a wrap, right? It's our first episode together with Bant. It's not the first episode of the Extended Cut. It was the first episode in last week with Iman and Ethel, who did an incredible job. So catch the next episode of the Extended Cut next week, Friday, same time, same place. Otherwise, if you want to match the voice with the face, I'm Lesti Valo Maroja underscore Rakhadi on all social media platforms, whether it's X, Instagram, Facebook, or what's the other one? Yeah, there's no other one. The other one is WhatsApp. No. thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Opening up the waves for you to be heard.